And that is give thanks unto the Lord. And it's what we're going to be talking about today on Law and Gospel on this Wednesday, August the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2013. Many of you will remember that we have had some interviews with the folks who are doing these CDs written by Joan Vogus. And the singers are Chris Bergman, who also produces the CDs, and Kristen Ashley Hurd, who is also the soprano. Then we have the editor, Dr. Paul Schreiber, a professor at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, a wonderful exegete. That means he takes a look at the Old Testament. So the way this works is Joan Vogus goes ahead and makes these songs. And I remember when I was talking to her, I said, I've attempted to do some songs, some hymns. But every time I sit down and do a tune, it sounds exactly like some other tune. I can't think of anything original. And I say, how are you able to do that? And she says, I'm able to do it because God gives me that gift. So, this is a new album, Give Thanks, and we're going to tell you how you can purchase this because the funds will be going to KFUO. She's been very generous in donating many CDs to KFUO, and this particular CD has a number of hymns on it. And they're with Psalms, Psalm 100, Psalm 8, Psalm 62, 84, 86, 97, 121, 103, and 67. But there's something about this CD that is really interesting. The first 10 songs are not only played, that is, you hear the music, but you also hear the singers, Chris and Kristen. Now, the next 10 songs are identical to those that you just heard, but guess what? It's only instrumental. So, for example, we're putting together some PowerPoint presentations. Those are slides that you can see up on a screen. And we asked permission and got permission from Joan to use her songs because they're just really beautiful, the tunes. When you get this CD, therefore, you not only get all 10 songs sung, but then after it, you get all 10 with just instruments. So let's say you're sitting down in your front room, you don't want to watch TV, you want to listen to songs, then you would listen with the words. But let's say you're doing dishes or cooking a meal and the kids are running around, maybe for a relaxing background, you just want to hear the instruments. I don't know of any other CD that does this, where the first half of the CD are the songs done with singing, and the second half of the CD are instrumentalists. But let's get to the point that I really want to make today, is the words that Joan comes up with, although on the basis of the Psalms, they're really quite original, much like Lutheran hymnody. For example, everybody knows that Martin Luther's hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is on the basis of Psalm 46. But guess what? You can't find a mighty fortress. You can find maybe a bulwark or other things in Psalm 46. But true Lutheran hymnody doesn't necessarily have to just quote the Bible. It can paraphrase it or bring it up to date in the sense of using words we use today. So without Further ado, give thanks unto the Lord. Let's take a look. And what's my main goal here? We want to see, is this truly a Christian hymn? And you know what makes for a Christian hymn. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what is truly a Christian pastor. Last week, I believe, with Mark Smith, we talked about what is truly a Christian sermon. Now, from my point of view, there's no distinction between a Christian song and a Lutheran song. They're identical. There's no difference. But let's see if these, therefore, are truly Christian. And one of the marks of it being Christian is long gospel is properly divided. What do we mean by that? Well, let's look at the first stanza. Give thanks unto the Lord. Give him our love and praise. Give thanks unto the Lord. Our voices now let us raise. Now, how is that properly distinguishing between law and gospel? In most religions of the world, people take credit for their salvation. They either say something, do something, offer something, sacrifice something. But in Christianity, God gets all the credit. God gets all the thanks. God gets our love and praise. And so, what a great beginning. And this theme is found throughout the Psalms, that we give thanks unto the Lord. Give him our love and praise. Give thanks unto the Lord. Our voices now let us raise. Now, where do you raise your voices? Well, it's in hymnody. It's in worship. So these are worshipful songs. These are great songs. I've often said that there are a number of ways to get people acquainted with the Christian faith. The best way, of course, is to use the actual words of the Bible, specifically the gospel, what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross and in his resurrection. But there's no doubt that devotional material is wonderful, but one of the finest ways in which to reach people with the message of Jesus Christ is through Christian hymnody. So even though you might not have a specific verse it is quoting, it certainly is looking at a lot of verses. You can't read through the Psalms and find anybody else to give thanks to except to the Lord. Now, stanza 2 makes it even more specific and moves us away from a, well, just a kind of a wide view of God to somebody very specific. And here's what stanza 2 says. Thank God he leads us in Christ's triumphal procession. Through us he spreads everywhere the fragrance of knowing him. Boy, think about that. You see, what is Christ's triumphal procession? I think most of us would think perhaps of Palm Sunday. But in reality, to process means to go ahead. And Jesus is the one whose procession are all the saints who will be processing into heaven itself. Through us, he spreads everywhere the fragrance of knowing him. Now, what makes good hymnody and good biblical analogy are analogies that people are aware of. For example, if you walked up to somebody with really bad breath and it was kind of obvious, or you hadn't had a shower for a few weeks, it's going to be difficult for people to listen to you without their mind wandering. But if you come up to them, for example, when people sell houses, have you ever walked in and what do you smell? The two things I would like to use were cookies that were baking or popcorn just freshly made. There's just something about a smell like that that people become endeared to the home. Well, what Joan is writing here is that the words of the gospel are a sweet fragrance as we spread them everywhere. That's really an important point, that the gospel is much more than just verbiage. It's a sweet-smelling savor, which brings people into a right relationship with who? With Jesus Christ. Third stanza. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ, in Jesus. Now, some of these verses, even though these are from the Psalms, remember, the New Testament often will quote from the Psalms and from the entire Bible. In fact, there's just a couple of books where there is no quotation in the Old in the New Testament. I think Esther is one of them. But here we have actually a quotation from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So what Joan has done here is connected the psalm, give thanks unto the Lord, with the New Testament. Because in the New Testament, we are to give thanks in all circumstances. This is really difficult to do. That's why we live by faith, not by sight. Because I can think of all kinds of circumstances I go through that where would I want to give thanks to God? But God sees the bigger picture, and he's looking behind things in a way that I never would have realized. And therefore, he is making sure that every circumstance that comes to us is worked out. The next stanza gives even more reason to give thanks to him. Give thanks unto the Lord. He is our Savior and King. Give thanks unto the Lord. His anthems we will sing. So just as the people were singing Hosanna on Palm Sunday, and just as the angels are singing for joy when a person repents, according to Luke 15, so also in Revelation chapter 5, the whole host of heaven sings thanks to Jesus Christ as Savior and King. He's Savior because that's his primary mission. He isn't there primarily as an example. He's there primarily as Savior. And he's King. What does that mean? He holds the whole world in his hands. There's no part of your life, no part of your experience, no part of your environment that he is not in complete control. So not only does he save you, not only is he the author of your salvation, he is also the finisher of your salvation. He is Savior and King. Next stanza. For God created all things, and by his will they have been made. Let us give thanks to him, our God. His goodness we surely will sing. Now, this reminds us of what we were talking about in Hebrews, that there, you know, by faith we know that anything that was made came from nothing but by the word of God. And that's a tremendous insight. God alone is our creator. By his will they have been made. Therefore, he had a good purpose for everything. But since the fall of Adam and Eve into sin, many things are being misused. And that's where sin comes in. By the way, that first part, for God created all things and by his will they have been made, that's Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. But then also, the second part, let us give thanks to him, our God, his goodness we surely will sing. Guess what verse that is? It's an Old Testament verse, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 50. And let me read that to you, 2 Samuel 22, 50. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. And verse 51 is important here in the context of this whole stanza. He is the tower of salvation to the king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. See, this is what makes good hymnody. It's just not only, and there are some good hymns like this on the basis of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And the whole hymn actually uses just the words from that psalm. But these here by Joan Vogus have taken stanzas from around the Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament. Why? Because God is the author of the entire scriptures. Next stanza. You turn my wailing into dancing, my sackcloth you surely removed. You clothe me with joyfulness that my heart sings to you. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart will surely trust in him and leaps for joy, for I am helped. I'll give thanks to him in song. You turn my wailing into dancing. Isn't that something like, for example, you may be hearing somebody was in a car accident, you rush to the hospital, you're very upset, and as you enter in the hospital, they say, his injuries were slight, he's going to fully recover, and instead of wailing, you dance. But more importantly, my sackcloth you surely removed. What's a sackcloth? It's emblematic of our sins and the deepness of our sin. Well, he will surely remove those. For he is my strength and my shield. My heart will surely trust in him and leap for joy, for I am helped. Well, we got two little stanzas yet to go, but what I'd like to do right now is actually go ahead and let you hear kind of the rest of the hymns. In all circumstances, for this is God's perfect will for you in Christ, in Jesus.
Give thanks unto the Lord. He is our Savior and King. Give thanks unto the Lord. His anthems we will sing. For God created all things, and by his will they have been made. Let us
the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart will surely trust in him and leaps for joy. For I am helped, I'll give thanks to him in song. I'll praise the Lord with all my heart. I'll tell of
And that is the hymn, 996-1512. That's the number we want you to phone if you would like to obtain a copy of this. I think the cost is $10, and you'll get in touch with Joni, and that's the person at KFUO, 996-1512, and the area code is 314. 314-996-1512. And what are we talking about in case you just tuned in? We're taking a look at one of the fine CDs by Joan Vogas, Give Thanks, Give Thanks. It's part of a Lilyfields collection, and this particular one features the Psalms. Now, I said there were two verses we hadn't yet gotten to, and so I do want to do that. I'll praise the Lord with all my heart. I'll tell of all his wonders. I'll be glad, I will rejoice in him. I'll sing praise to his name, O Most High. You know, this has the three parts of what the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is speaking of these days. Witness, fellowship, that's life together, and mercy. First of all, I'll praise the Lord with all my heart. That's me thanking God. I'll tell of all his wonders. That's the part of witnessing. I'll be glad, I will rejoice in him. And when you're glad and rejoice in him, then you love your neighbor. And I'll sing praise to his name, O Most High. That's life together. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, says the Apostle Paul. And finally, the last stanza, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom, thanks and honor, and power be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Now, does that sound familiar? Yes, this is on the Psalms, but this particular is chapter 7 of the book of Revelation, where all the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And of course, you can find those themes in the Old Testament. As we indicated, this particular CD by Joan Vogas was sung by Chris Bergman and Kristen Hurd. Editor was Dr. Paul Schreiber. And it's available to you along with a number of other hymns on here entitled Shout for Joy to the Lord. O Lord, how majestic is your name. My soul finds rest in God alone. How lovely is your dwelling place. Teach me your way, O Lord. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad. I lift up my eyes. Bless the Lord, O my soul. May God be gracious and bless us. Those are the 10 hymns, including the one we did, Give Thanks, Give Thanks. And then after it, they're repeated without the singing. Instrumental tracks. Great background. I don't know, you pastors out there or Sunday school teachers, if you ever do a PowerPoint and you want to make some points to people, what you do is you have a little background music. And I'm sure Joan would not have any objection at all to you using these in your various exercises in bringing the good news of Jesus Christ. Lilyfields, by the way, is called that. That's their corporate name. And it's taken from the passage in Matthew chapter 6. The motivation behind these works is simply to proclaim and rejoice in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our prayer for you is that you will find hope and encouragement from the songs that are on these CDs. And so if you need more information, don't hesitate to call us here at KFUO, and we'll explain to you how best you might be able to receive this. And the profits for this do go to the support and work of radio station KFUO as we continue our work in the new studios of the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in Kirkwood, Missouri. I'm Tom Baker, and if you want to talk to me about any of this, don't hesitate to give me a ring. You can, first of all, at 877. This is my own number, 267-1962. So we'll be glad to speak to you about that. And if you want to, well, know anything else about Law and Gospel, you can go to our website, lawgospel.com. That's lawgospel.com. Tomorrow, we're going to be having Wes Reimnitz come in with us, and we're going to be talking about a sermon that indicated what a pastor should be and what a pastor should not be. It's really a fascinating sermon, and we're going to analyze it from a law gospel point of view tomorrow. Till then, I'm Tom Baker. God bless.
Law and Gospel on KFUO Radio. You can write Pastor Tom at KFUO Radio, 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. Or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. Law and Gospel is archived for your listening convenience at KFUO.org.